story is a fast-paced comedy which tells of what happens to people who write chain letters. To play the rather harum-scarum young chap who causes all the trouble, we have one of Hollywood's more popular leading men. Some time ago, a 20th Century Fox executive said, Cesar Romero ought to be on top for a long time. He's a good actor, he's good-looking, he's not swell-headed, he takes his work seriously, he's on the level, and he has a sense of humor. I don't think that I can add anything to this very terse description, so here he is to say hello before we present our play, Mr. Cesar Romero. Welcome, Cesar.
Thank you very much, Les. That's a mighty fine introduction, and I'm going to be very busy for the next half hour trying to justify it. I think the least said now, the sooner mended.
Well, that's good philosophy anyway, Cesar. We'll let your acting speak for itself.
Well, that's fine with me.
Cesar Romero will be back after the final curtain for a little talk about his more recent activities. The curtain is up, and here is the play. Adam Gardner, author of a book entitled Gullible America, is sitting in on an important conference with his publishers as our story opens.
I don't care what the promotion department's budget is, Smith. We've got to put some money into advertising this turkey.
Don't forget, the guy who hatched that turkey is in on this conference, Mr. Crawford.
No offense, Ben Gardner, only sometimes I wonder how this company stays in business.
It says right here in this directive, Mr. Crawford, promotion costs are to be curtailed due to the present slump in sales. That's what it says, Mr. Crawford.
And I repeat, how are we going to sell this book if we don't promote it?
Mr. Crawford...
This is serious business, Gardner. Don't bother me.
But, Mr. Crawford, I think...
Smith, you've got to think of something.
Well, I know how we can promote the book for free.
You're being paid as an idea man, Smith. Promote the book for free?
Yeah.
How?
Well, make a sucker out of someone. Gullible America, you know.
You're not writing a book now. This has to be practical.
Well, it is practical. You've got two newspapers in town, haven't you?
But you heard what the directive said. Advertising costs must be curtailed.
Who's going in for large-scale advertising? That's not real promotion anyhow. Let's play one paper against the other and let them use my book as the football.
Talk sense, Gardner. What do you mean?
Look, I run an ad in the Messenger, a small classified ad that's legal enough to get by the law, but also sugar-coated enough to catch the suckers.
I don't follow you.
You will in a minute. Now, when the suckers bite on my ad in the Messenger, somehow, the story leaks out to the Journal. They jump at the chance to make a fool of the Messenger, we get a spread, everyone gets a laugh, the book gets publicity, and our costs are practically nothing.
Great. But what's this magic ad that's going to turn the trick?
That is my department. After all, I haven't spent all these years studying the sucker traits of the public for nothing. Listen to this.
Daily Messenger.
Ad taker, please.
Ad taker?
Will you take a classified ad for me?
Certainly. What is the ad?
Now, this is it. Only 5 days left to send in your dollar to Adam Gardner, 9 Crescent Drive.
Only 5 days left to send in your dollar to Adam Gardner, 9 Crescent Drive. Yes. Go on.
Well, that's it.
You didn't finish it. Send in your dollar for what?
Just send in your dollar, that's all.
Well, are you sure that's all?
Well, of course I am. It's my ad, isn't it?
I don't think I'd better clear this myself.
Well, give me someone who will.
Well, I'm sorry. The only one who could do that would be Miss Martin, head of the department.
Well, let me speak to her.
She's not in now. I think maybe you'd better come in yourself and talk to her. Just ask for Miss Martin.
But I don't want to ask for Miss Martin. There's nothing wrong with that ad.
I'm sorry. You'd better see Miss Martin.
All right.
I'm afraid I don't get it, Gardner.
Well, I've written a book about suckers, Mr. Crawford. I know what they'll do. People will send in their dollar just because there's only 5 days left. Then, watch our publicity.
But it doesn't seem they want the ad.
The girl said she wouldn't. But just leave that to me. There's still Miss Martin. Probably some old dame who came in with movable type. Just give her a smile and she'll take it. I'd like to see Miss Martin, please, miss.
Yes? What seems to be the trouble?
Well, now, look, you're a cute kid, and I'd like to tell you all my troubles, but I'm here on business. This takes the boss lady herself, so do you mind if I see the old girl?
I'm the old girl. I mean, I'm Miss Martin.
You? You're Miss Martin?
Yes.
Well, this is going to be a pleasure. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Are you trying to place an ad or make a date?
Oh, no, an ad. I was just... Well, here it is.
Only 5 days left to send your dollar to... You haven't finished this ad, Mr. Gardner.
Well, sure I have. It's all there.
But this isn't complete. Send in your dollar for what?
For nothing. Just send it in.
Well, what do they get for it?
Nothing. I don't say that I'll send them anything in return, and I won't.
But you imply...
I imply nothing, Miss Martin. It's all there in black and white. I make no promises. It's just an ad.
Well, it won't work.
Bet?
I don't bet with strange men.
Well, then take my ad. Here's the money. Or, don't you trust your own judgment, Miss Martin?
Well...
Okay, I'll just trot over to the Journal with it. I'm sure they'll appreciate the business.
Now, wait a minute. I'll take it.
Adam Gardner?
Yeah.
We're from the Journal. Well, we got your call to come over.
Oh, good. You're all from the Journal?
Right.
Look at that mail.
Say, if they bring any more mail in here, you'll have the post office on your private payroll. What's the pitch on all this?
Well, I wrote a book called Gullible America, and to prove it...
Hey, would you pick up an armful of letters for a picture, Mr. Gardner?
Oh, sure. How's this?
That's okay.
Now, where was I? Oh, to prove how gullible people are and to promote my book, I ran this ad in the Messenger.
Let's see it. Only 5 days left to send in your dollar to Adam Gardner, 9 Crescent Drive.
And these letters, gentlemen, represent the response so far.
Oh, no.
Oh, say, how about one on the floor with letters all over you, Mr. Gardner?
That's a good idea.
This okay?
Yeah, I got it.
Well, that's all there is to it. All these letters are from people sending in their dollar before it's too late. And they don't even know what they're sending it in for.
There must be 1,000 letters here. What are you going to do with all the money?
Oh, I'm going to return it. And those that haven't any return address, I'll just turn over to charity.
But what's the idea? What's the gag?
Well, I told you. I wanted to prove that Barnum was right. There's still one born every minute. Besides, it's good publicity for the book.
You mean to say the Messenger ran an ad like this? Why, when Jasper Mills gets through with the ad taker who took this... He'll split her like an infinitive.
Jasper Mills?
Yeah, the publisher. Hey, Mr. Gardner, promise you won't tip off the Messenger about this, huh?
Tip off the Messenger? Who, me?
Yeah. We don't want him to get wind of it till it breaks in the morning papers. What a story. Will Jasper Mills scream?
Send Miss Martin in here.
But I'm right here, Mr.
Have you seen this paper?
Yes, I saw it.
Are you responsible for this young lady? Did you know about it?
About what?
About what? About what? About this? Who took this ad from this confidence man? Was it one of our regular ad takers?
No, sir. I took it.
You took it? You took it? Miss Martin, you've been with us for a long time, but we won't miss you.
But Mr. Mills...
We're the laughingstock of the whole town. You understand me? What'll our advertisers say? What'll our subscribers say?
They'll forget about
it. The Journal won't let them forget about it. And bet your last dollar on that. Dollar? Did I say dollar? I hope I never hear that word again.
I think I have an idea, Mr.
You've had enough ideas. You're fired. You're through. Get out.
All right. If you're going to let that man use your paper for a cheap promotion stunt and get away with it, I hope the Journal keeps it on the front page for a month.
Maybe so, but I won't be reminded of it when you're gone.
Maybe not. But if you weren't such a stubborn mule, I could turn this whole thing to our advantage. I could make Adam Gordon and the Journal look like chumps. But no, you won't listen to reason, so goodbye, Mr. Mills.
Miss Martin, come back here. Miss Martin!
What are you yelling for? I'm here.
Miss Martin, what do you mean by running off like that? Come back in here and tell me your plan.
Give me a free rein for a few days. I'll go to Adam Gardner, and when I get through with him, he'll see who's the sucker.
What do you mean?
Mr. Mills, who is the world's original sucker?
Miss Martin, I'm in no mood for quiz games.
Look, if I remember my Bible story, Gardner's namesake, Adam, fell for some fast apple talk from a gal named Eve. From where I stand, this guy is still Adam. And if Eve made a chump out of Adam Sr. with one apple, I'll toss a whole bushel at Adam Jr.
Yeah? How?
I don't know. Maybe we'll buy an orchard.
Huh?
But I'll make such a fool out of him, he'll never hold his head up again. And what's more, you'll have a full page of pictures to back it up.
Okay, okay, I'm coming. Oh. Uh-oh.
Don't gawk at me, Adam Gardner.
Why, Miss Martin, I didn't recognize you without your office.
Didn't recognize me, indeed. You cost me my job, you big...
Now, calm down. Come on in and sit down for a minute and relax. Now, don't upset those stacks of letters.
Stacks of letters, they cost me my job. That plus those cute pictures of you on the front page of the journal.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Martin. Honestly, I didn't mean to get you into trouble. It was all a gag, I admit that.
Well, your gag just gagged me out of a job.
Well, now, you just give me a couple of seconds and I'll think of something.
Think quick and think good.
Hey, wait a minute. How would you like an easy job for, say, the next 2 weeks, maybe more? At least till I can find something else for you.
Doing what?
Working for me, right here. I've got to hire someone to help me out with all this mail and answer all those dollar bills and return them.
You want me to work for you?
That's right. It'll tide you over till I can make a few inquiries.
Well,
50 bucks a week?
I don't know.
Hours from 10 to 4? 5 days a week?
Well, okay. But you better not try any more smart tricks.
Who, me? Why, Miss Martin. Oh, by the way, what's your first name?
Betty.
Ah, Betty. I always call my secretaries Betty.
You always call your secretaries Betty?
Sure.
Why?
Simple. You're my first secretary. Let's start with dinner tonight.
Let's start with work for me, now. You get on the phone and try to find me another job.
You know, Betty, maybe before this thing is over, maybe I'll really find you a job. A permanent job.
Got them all sorted. Is this all right?
I guess so. For now, anyhow. Hey, they're still coming in. How many have we got now?
1,300 so far, more or less.
Well, I hope it is more or less. I don't like the number 13 in anything. But it'll be more unless the mail stops.
Did you say you don't like the number 13?
Mm-mm.
If that isn't just like a man. The great exposer of gullible America, superstitious.
Well, as a matter of fact, I am. I worry about everything.
Black cats? Friday the 13th?
Walking on the ladders, not breaking chain letters.
You mean you'd even go to the trouble of answering those silly, this is the luck of London things?
Yep. I broke one time and lost my job the next day.
I never would have thought... Yes, I never would have thought of anything like that.
Hello.
Mr. Mills?
Yeah. Who's this?
Betty Martin. It's all set, Mr. Mills. I just started working as his secretary.
Good. Now what?
You'll see. I don't want to talk over the phone. I'll drop by and see you tomorrow. But I can tell you this. Gardner's going to be a sad apple when I get through with him.
We'll return in just a moment with Act Two of the Movie Town Radio Theater's presentation of The Luck of Adam, starring Mr. Cesar Romero. Right now, here is our announcer.
I've got to return all those letters with the dollar bills.
But what's your plan?
I found out that Adam Gardner is as superstitious as a schoolboy. And get this, nothing worries him more than receiving a chain letter.
A chain letter?
Yes, you know. Those letters you get where you've got to send 5 copies out or get a curse on your head forever and ever.
So?
Well, I prepared a form letter to be used when we return the dollar bills. And I got Adam Gardner to sign it without reading it over.
How'd you do that?
I just peeled an apple, Mr. Mills.
Huh?
I just peeled an apple.
What?
Oh, never mind about that. The important thing is that he signed it.
Just what was it he signed?
Just a letter explaining why the dollar was being returned. Only one paragraph said, please pay particular attention to the enclosed letter.
And?
The enclosed letter was a chain letter I made up.
Chain letter you made up?
Mm-hmm. I called it The Luck of Adam. Each person who gets a copy adds his name to the bottom of 5 names. I put Adam Gardner's name 5th.
What kind of hokum is that?
Well, when you get one of these letters, you write to the person whose name is at the top of the list. Then cross out his name and add yours to the bottom. Then you also send out 5 copies to your friends.
I see. And by the time the bottom name works up there, there's quite a few letters due to arrive, huh?
Quite a few is right. Hold on to your hat, Mr. Mills. I figure that each letter can bring in better than 3,000 answers.
3,000? Oh, boy! But who'll answer it?
Why, anyone who's foolish enough to send in a dollar just because an ad told him to. He'll answer the letter, all right.
Why, the mails will be flooded.
They'll be flooded if you consider 4 million letters flooding the mails.
Amazing! How long do you think it'll take?
I'll let you know when the first truckload rolls up. That's when I quit Adam Gardner and you get out the photographers. Well, we'll show Mr. Gardner who's gullible now.
He'll get writer's cramps.
That's not all. If I'm not mistaken, he'll have the entire postal department down in his throat.
Mr. Gardner?
That's right.
I got a truckload of mail for you out here.
Oh. No, that was 2 weeks ago. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too, Mr. Gardner, but there it is. That truck is full of mail for Mr. Adam Gardner, 9 Crescent Drive.
What?
Shall we call the crane and heist it up and deliver it here?
Yes, I guess so.
Mike the crane.
Betty!
Yes, what's the trouble?
Can you get right over here? This is awful. Something terrible has happened.
What's the trouble?
Well, it's mail. Truckloads of mail. And they're pouring the stuff into my place here. I'm knee-deep now.
What do you want me to do? Bring you a shovel?
Well, they're all chain letters. 50 million of them at least.
I'm afraid I can't help you, Adam.
You what?
I said I can't help you. I quit. I'm through. Didn't you get my letter of resignation in the mail this morning?
But, Betty, you can't do that to me. Hey! Hey!
Postal Department, you Adam Gardner?
Yes, I'm Gardner. Come in. No, wait. There's no room in here. I'll come out.
Mr. Gardner, just what is all this?
I don't know. I'm sure I don't know.
Do you realize we've had to triple our staff to take care of the mail?
I feel like the Sorcerer's Apprentice. I can't turn the mail off. I'm flooded.
How did you start this?
Me? I didn't start it. I don't know what's happening. Hey, who called the cops?
You Adam Gardner?
Officer, can't you do something about all this mail?
No, but I can do something about you. They want you down at headquarters. Come on.
Yeah, this is the place, all right, boys. Hold it just like that for a picture, Mr. Gardner.
Say, what is this?
Get those shots of him getting into the squad car. We get the house and the mail later.
This is marvelous, Betty. Just look at that picture.
That must be when he first realized the jam he was in.
And this story, why, it's the best I've seen yet. The messenger exposes author of Gullible America. Getting caught in his own theories. The police hold Adam Gardner.
The police?
Why, certainly. And look at this picture of his apartment. Why, it looks worse than the post office during the Christmas rush.
The police? Oh, Mr. Mills, he'll never be able to explain.
Who cares? You'll probably get light. Maybe the electric chair. They'll throw the whole book at him. And boy, I hope it's his own book.
No, we've got to get him out.
Let him stay there.
Well, it's not fair.
Fair? Was it fair when he made us the laughingstock of the town? Let him stew in his own applesauce.
Officer, you say Adam Gardner's been released?
Yes, ma'am. We let him out of his cell about 10 minutes ago. He's got 48 hours to stop all that mail. Otherwise, he plays a return engagement. A much longer one.
But where did he go?
He said something about going home or something. Betty, am I glad to see you.
What is all this, Adam?
Reporters. I don't know what I'm going to do. Did you hear about it?
Yes, I was down to the jail.
They said you've got 48 hours. How are you going to work it?
I don't know. I'm trying to talk these guys into helping me, but they say that it's no story.
That's right. It's okay for local papers, lady, but this character wants us to write national headlines.
But for the love of Pete, I've got to reach those people somehow. What would write national headlines?
Well, how it happened. Who did it? How it all got started.
I can tell you that.
You see, she can tell you that. You can tell them.
Yes, it was a gag.
Some joke.
I wanted to prove that even though he wrote the book, he's as big a sucker as anyone else. He fell for a gag and let thousands of chain letters go out over his signature.
Now that is a story. Adam Gardner, all-American sucker. That's wonderful.
Will you carry it?
Will we carry it? Every news service in the country will carry it.
That's the twist that'll put it on the front page.
You did that to me?
Yes, I did that to you.
I practically took you out of the bread line, and you turned on me like a snake in the grass.
Just like a snake, right out of the Garden of Eden.
But you've ruined me completely. You heard what that reporter said. I'll be the laughing stock of America.
You wanted publicity.
Yes, but not that kind.
It's better than going to jail.
Come in! Better than going to jail, is it? Well, Miss Betty Martin, just let me tell you.
Congratulations.
You'll be sorry for... What did you say, Mr. Crawford?
I said congratulations. We're swamped with advance orders for your book.
You are?
Why, you've had more publicity than Gone with the Wind. Three book clubs are clamoring for your book right now, sight unseen.
Betty! Betty, did you hear that? Hey! Hey, where'd she go? Who are you?
Jasper Mills.
Well, don't bother me. Did you see a beautiful girl run out of here?
No.
Oh.
She went into the library, Adam.
She did? Betty!
Out of here.
Oh, no, I want to sterilize your book. I want to run it in my paper.
Oh, come on. Open the door.
We'll pay you anything you ask.
Oh, honey, come on out. I've got something to tell you.
We'll take over the national syndication.
Now, what's all this hammering about, Mr. Gardner?
Our stunt worked. Didn't you hear? The book, it's selling like mad.
Our stunt? Our stunt? I didn't have anything to do with
this. Oh, yes, you did. You're just as responsible for it as I am.
I don't care who's responsible. I want the serial rights.
Why, Mr. Mills, what are you doing here?
Maybe you'll listen to me. Nobody else seems to.
Oh, Betty, honey.
Ah, quit barking, you publicity hound. All I want to do is buy the serial rights.
Oh, take the serial rights. Do whatever you want. Oh, Betty, won't you listen to me?
And why should I listen to you?
Because I love you, because I adore you, because I worship the ground you walk on.
Oh?
Oh, Betty, will you marry me?
Do you think I'd marry you?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Of course I would, you fool. Don't you know that I love you? Even if you are a big dope.
Did you hear that? She said she'd marry me, even if I am a big dope. Huh? Hey, wait a minute. Well, I guess you're right. I'm the world's biggest sucker.
This'll make another scoop for the Messenger.
I've already phoned it in, Mr. Mills.
But how could you? He just asked you.
That's what I was doing in the library.
What? But Betty, how did you know?
You forget my 20th century, Adam. Eve also took a bite from that same apple.
And the curtain falls on Act Two of the Movietown Radio Theater's presentation of The Luck of Adam, starring Mr. Cesar Romero, who returns in just a moment. Well, Cesar, now that the shooting is all over, I can say that you did a mighty fine job.
Well, thanks very much, Les. You know, I love to act, and if I can make people believe that it's good acting, then I'm very happy.
Well, it's good enough for me anyway, and I'm sure it will be for our audience. You know, our audience and I seem to see pretty much eye to eye to make a pun on these things, and for that I'm very thankful. And now, Cesar, I'd like to ask you, how do you account for your success in motion pictures?
Well, I don't know, Les. Something always seems to be happening, and every once in a while it's for the best. I don't know why or how, but I'm in the business I've always wanted to be in. And I'm just going to go along from here and hope that when I'm tripping over my long gray beard, it'll be someplace in a studio.
Well, Cesar, from what I hear around your lot, I don't think that you have very much to worry about.
Well, I hope you're right, Les. You know, I've enjoyed being with you very much, and I want to come back sometime.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say thanks very much for being here and extend to you our most cordial invitation to return in the not-too-far-distant future.
Well, I guess that makes it unanimous. So I just want to say thanks very much to Barbara Waddell, who played Betty, for her fine acting, and also to the rest of our splendid cast. And now, goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Cesar Romero. In the cast, you heard our star, Mr. Cesar Romero, as Adam, Barbara Waddell as Betty, Herb Butterfield as Mr. Crawford, Doris Butler as Mr. Smith, Lynn Allen as a reporter, Ray Millett as the photographer, and George Pembroke as Jasper Mills. The Luck of Adam was written by Robert Platt and Easter Stracker, produced and directed by yours truly, Les Mitchell, who also acts as your host. It's been a real pleasure bringing you our farce comedy, The Luck of Adam, and we hope that you'll be with us next week and every week. We have a fine lineup of coming stars, including Marjorie Reynolds, Richard Conte, Virginia Bruce, John Howard, Gail Storm, and many others. Also, all types of stories, dramas, comedies, romances, in fact, all kinds. So, join us, won't you?